Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
About 30,000 football fans will descend on Dublin to watch the Europa League final between German side Bayer Leverkusen and Italy's Atalanta. It's taking place in the Aviva Stadium later this evening, and there's thousands of guards. There is thousands of guards because I actually was walking through Temple Bar yesterday and I could not get over the amount of guards in the area. I have never seen such a security presence in my life in Dublin. And I thought something serious had happened yesterday until I realised that this is for the match later tonight. So there is a huge Garda presence, I can tell you that out there. But journalist Barbara McCarthy is with me on the line today because, Barbara, you are German-Irish, so no prize for guessing who you're going to be cheering on this evening.
Yes, I'm a bit of a fair-weather Leverkusen fan now, to be honest.
Well, that's okay.
I was a big fan of them back in 2002 when they were in the Champions League final, and they lost three finals that year, which is very sad. But I'm definitely back and looking for some kind of accoutrement. The hands are clammy. I got a ticket last week, which I didn't think would happen.
I think
Liverpool weren't good. Everyone thought Liverpool were going to be there.
Yes, yeah.
Atalanta are there. And everyone's, who's Atalanta? They came out of nowhere. But they're going to be playing tonight. So there was a ticket. So I got a ticket. So I'm really excited.
Brilliant. There's a great buzz about Barbara Forrest.
There is.
Yeah.
Yes. I've been speaking to, I think there's about 11,000 fans over from Leverkusen. My dad spotted a few of them at a Shamrock Rovers game on Monday night. They've been seen out and about in Temple Bar. They have these kind of, their jerseys are red and black. So I'm kind of going to go out in black today and hope I can pick up a scarf or something. But they've been out enjoying the joys of Irish pub life and expensive pints and whatnot. But I know there's a few of them coming in the airport just now as we speak as well, and they're all going to make their way over to Shelbourne Park and onto the stadium tonight.
Why is it such an important game?
Well, basically, Leverkusen's been around for 120 years and they only won the league for the first time this year. And they are unbeaten in the league, unbeaten in the Europa League and unbeaten in the Cup. So they can get the treble this year. So basically, they're like the 46A bus, you know, so nothing happens. There's 80-year-old Leverkusen fans who are just beside themselves, you know.
They did
the unbeaten run. They had a big celebration in Leverkusen on Saturday gone. They won the league in April after Bayern Munich won it like 11 times in a row. And now they have the cup final on Saturday. And then they have a big party on Sunday. And then on the 14th of June, the World Cup, the European Championship season kicks off in Germany.
Yeah.
So it's a big, big month.
It's a big deal for sure. Yeah, no doubt about it. Sebastian Pushka is on the line, Barbara, as well with us, because Sebastian's one of the 11,000 Bayer Leverkusen fans who's travelled to Dublin. When did you arrive here, Sebastian?
I arrived yesterday, flying in from Düsseldorf with the Aer Lingus flight, and there was a bit of betting on that because I booked the flight in December in kind of an euphoric situation when we won, 20-25 games in a row, and I said, okay, let's take that flight. It cost around 40-45 euros, and let's take that money into risk and book that flight from Düsseldorf to Dublin. So we had a great flight yesterday at 9 o'clock. So we arrived at 10, could have a couple of beers at Temple Bar. And that was quite convenient, but it was a bit of risky. But it went out to book that flight in December.
Yeah, 11,000—that's the figure, isn't it? Roughly, Bayer Leverkusen fans that are here for the match.
Yes, that's a number. I think we were we could have 12,000 if somebody would have asked me just after the Rome game how many tickets we take. I think if you look at the cup final on Saturday, we're going to have 26,000 of us there. But Leverkusen Berlin is quite a bit easier because you can just sit yourself into a car and drive to Berlin this 5 to 6 hours, and that's not really possible to Dublin. I think Dublin is a very beautiful city and great with all the pubs to have a final here, but logistically it's a bit difficult to go here. We have buses going from Calais to Dover and then from Holyhead to Dublin and all the flights, and there was a bit of some issues with the airport and to get charters, and that was a bit different and difficult.
Yeah.
And that's why but we are proud that we can have 11,000, maybe even 12,000.
Brilliant. Yeah.
Is there many much people individually? Yeah.
Yeah. Is there much of a party atmosphere?
It is, yeah. So yesterday at Temple Bar, you saw many of the lads at the with black and red. These are the colors we have for the final today. Many people are Temple Bar. Currently, we are at the Murray's Bar at O'Connell Street. Where all the Leverkusen fans are meeting, and then we are just walking to the Shelbourne Park, and after that to the stadium.
Brilliant.
So that's the plan for tonight. Tonight.
Fantastic. Gianluca is with us on the line as well. Sebastian, you're also going to the match tonight. Who are you supporting?
And I'm supporting Atalanta today.
When did you arrive in Ireland?
I live in Ireland. I've been living in Ireland for 8 years.
Ah, brilliant.
So,
okay.
I'm very glad that all my friends are here to take a look around in this wonderful city, which is Dublin.
How many, do you know, roughly, Atalanta fans have travelled over from Italy for the match?
I'd say around 20,000, something like
wow,
that.
Wow, yeah. And is there much of a, you know, the atmosphere? Can you describe that for us?
I walk out the door today and it was full of people from Bergamo, which is a small city. Like, just to let you know, it's like big as Cork. So it's not that big. It's not big as Dublin. And it was like unbelievable to see like a lot of people from my hometown coming here just because of the match.
Yeah. It must be something kind of special though when you're living here and then, you know, so many, like your home team are coming over playing obviously in the Europa League final, so many supporters, people traveling over. It must be just great.
No, it's unbelievable. Like the atmosphere is unreal, and it's like for Atalanta is the first European final ever, so we are very excited, and we can't wait to reach the Viva Stadium to show you what is Bergamo for us.
There's a listener here has got in touch to say the top of O'Connell Street at the moment is absolutely packed with Leverkusen fans. Murray's Bar and Grill is wedged. It's amazing to see. Where are all of the Atalanta fans?
We are in Temple Bar, but then we're going to move south because there's a meeting point. I don't know where exactly, but it's like south from the Aviva Stadium.
Okay, it's south of the Aviva Stadium. That's where fans are meeting there, is it?
Exactly. Yeah. We can't wait.
Yeah. There seems to be, Barbara, like it's well organised, you know, in terms of the fan zones and areas for fan clubs to meet.
Very much so, yeah. The Atalanta fans are actually meeting at the RDS. All the details, everybody gets an app. When you buy a ticket, you get two apps. One has your ticket on it, and the other one is just kind of all the details, you know, nice one about Dublin, one for Leverkusen fans, one for Atalanta fans. You know, Leverkusen fans are meeting in Shelbourne Park. It's about a kilometre up to Lansdowne. You have to be there at around 5, and then you don't have your, you have to put your Bluetooth on, so then you get a code. So it's all very high-end. So I'll bring a power bank. I'm just charging mine here. But all the details are there. It's very well laid out. There's free shuttle buses from the airport. There's free bus and public transport for ticket holders.
That's brilliant, isn't it? You'd never see something like
brilliant.
That.
And very importantly, for German fans, you can buy beer.
Yeah.
But you can't drink it in the seats.
Right.
So just, you know, you can drink it outside. But in the stadium, you can get your merch and all that kind of stuff on the way. There's food. You know, obviously, the fan festival goes on till 5 o'clock today as well. Have a valid ID on you. You know, and I suppose just follow the rules and have fun, you know, because it's going to be a really good game. But everybody is kind of in a separate place and then you just kind of meet up at the stadium and I mean, very well run, I have to say.
Yeah, from what you've described, Barbara, you never, you know, ordinarily hear of that level of logistical organisation.
No.
It sounds great. I'd love to chat to some Irish fans as well, just Irish football supporters. Like, if you're going to the Aviva this evening, maybe you're just a neutral supporter, you bought the tickets when they come out, perhaps like many of our listeners today, maybe you thought Liverpool was going to be there. If you're going along today, we'd love to hear from you on the show. Luke is on the line as well, Barbara, with us. Luke, you're living in Dublin as well, but you're going to see your home team, I believe, tonight.
Yeah, hi. Yeah, I go tonight after work. I go directly to the stadium.
And who are you supporting?
Atalanta, of course.
Yeah. Have you many fans or friends and family over?
Yeah, I have. I have my friends sleeping in my flat.
Yeah. There are a lot of friends coming over.
Yeah.
There was some issue with flights, of course, because the organization was not good. But so they saw that they sold 8,000 tickets for tonight. So not bad for a team, for us and an after.
Has there been much discussion around the price of things here, you know, food or drink among your friends?
What?
Has there been any discussion about the price of, you know, beers or food or accommodation?
Yeah. Many people from Bergamo, they give up to come here because of the accommodation, because the prices were insane. Like, they found as well a bed in a hostel for €150 per night. So many people gave up for the accommodation.
Yeah.
Mostly is the main reason. Then, well, food and drink, if you compare with Bergamo, is much more expensive here. But so that is not going to be a problem. Like for Atlanta, the fans, they're going to do everything.
Who do you think is going to win tonight? Or what do you see the score?
What?
Can you predict the score at all tonight?
No. I don't want to say.
Yeah, you don't want to jinx it.
No, I hope. Yeah, of course, I hope we're going to win and Leverkusen is going to do the first lose of the year.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Yeah, but like, it's still kind of unbelievable because, like, I couldn't believe that Atalanta could reach the final, a European final that year, like it was Italy. So
it's a huge deal. What about you, Max? Max is on the line as well. Max, I believe you're the official fan DJ.
Yeah, I'm believing that Bayer Leverkusen wins today. I predict like the match like in 2-1. Very close.
Yeah.
I think Atalanta did great in the Italian Cup. I saw the match against Juventus, and I think Leverkusen's unbeaten this season, and the run is still going on until next Saturday when we're facing in the German Cup final. And I think today Leverkusen wins, and yeah.
Are you living in Ireland or have you travelled over for the match?
No, I'm actually from Leverkusen, and we travelled this morning by plane from Cologne early in the morning.
Yeah.
Arrived early in time at 11 here in Dublin. It's my very first time here.
Wow.
Great atmosphere. And I really hope that the weather is dry and it doesn't rain.
I know. It was fabulous the last 2 days, but there's probably not much point in telling you that. What are your first impressions of Dublin?
Pretty much cheap beer. So in Germany, we just
cheap
pay
beer.
For beer, like, yeah, we pay like €3, and here we're gonna have to pay like €9. Yeah.
Right.
So it's really expensive.
Yeah. And what about the accommodation and price of food and just socializing? And I know you're only here a short while, but
just one time again, please.
Have you noticed it's expensive otherwise for accommodation or food?
No, just only for beer. We are actually right now at a pub. I had some classical fish and chips and some Guinness beer.
Yeah, why not? You have to try it. You're looking forward though to the final this evening.
Correct.
Yeah.
Just two matches left, and I really hope that the unbeaten run doesn't fall down. So we're going to make it this time today and also on Saturday.
Do we know, Barbara, roughly how many just neutral Irish supporters are going this evening?
Well, yeah, because you have to, I suppose if there's 12,000 buy-up fans and 20,000 Bergamo, that seems quite a lot, but the rest have to be Irish. And then there's a few kind of, you know, corporate, you know, type thing. I know friends of mine have been saying they might get tickets because at first we didn't think it was a possibility. So there might be whatever makes up the difference. I don't know how many seats are in the Aviva today. Maybe it's 40,000. So the rest of it is kind of a mix of Irish people. Maybe the odd Liverpool fan decided might as well go along.
People who maybe had bought tickets. Yeah. I know.
So it's a big occasion as well because I mean,
of course it is.
Ireland,
sure, people will go for the just for the occasion.
Yeah. It's in Lanzarote. The tickets aren't too expensive. I got mine for £65,
okay,
which isn't bad.
Yeah.
So, it's a night out if you like sports and kind of you're going to get to see some big, you know, stars as well of the national teams or as well, playing today. So.
why not go along and enjoy every moment of it. It's great to hear and just get a sense of the buzz and the atmosphere, you know, that's out and about in Dublin at the moment. Look, if you're heading to the match, do let us know. 087 1400 106.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.